31 years ago, a series of events started that eventually led to the victory of the Islamic Revolution in Iran.
On February 1, 1979, the late leader of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, returned to Iran after 15 years in exile, to the cheers of massive crowds at Tehran's Mehrabad Airport. Schools, trains, and boats across Iran still ring their bells at precisely 9:33 a.m. on February 1st every year in commemoration of the moment when his plane touched down. The next 10 days, known as the 10 Days of Dawn in Iran, will feature events that mark the overthrow of the U.S.-backed Pahlavi regime. The victory of the Islamic Revolution marked the end of 2,500 years of monarchic rule in Iran. It was distinguished by the gathering of all classes of society, men and women, young and old, against the rule of what they saw as an uprising regime that had nothing in common with the people it claimed to represent. The Pahlavi regime's downfall shook the world. This, as just a month earlier, the then U.S. president had praised the U.S.-backed dictator Mohammad Reza Pahlavi, describing Iran under his rule as an island of stability in the region. The Islamic Revolution changed all political equations in the Middle East. Up until this day, it's viewed as a landmark event in human history that showed the inability of authoritarian governments to maintain their hold on power against people's wishes, no matter how heavily armed they are or what kind of backing they may have from a superpower. The Iranian people's success in their struggle to reclaim their right to dignity and independence is still hailed and seen as a role model by freedom seekers around the world.